Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarre County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 8th day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 67 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And seems like a pretty nice day. I ain't got to go outside. Yeah, I guess I did walk out there. It was pretty nice. I'll take it. I didn't see no chemtrails. I didn't spend much time out there. Just walked out to look at something. Anyways, we're going to start off, the big talk is about, the tax returns that I guess one of the times published, but, talking about Trump and the fact that, writing off big tax losses to fucking everybody's looking at it like, oh, he was broke. No, this is how the rich don't pay taxes. And that's what it's really all fucking about. And they're trying to make it look like, Trump was, the big deal is that Trump was lying about all the money he had. No, the big deal is that the son of a bitch was not paying taxes. I mean, a huge corporation and then, different corporations and swapping them back and forth, just like they play with the books with their offshore accounts and the accounts that they have here for the same business that is, they'll root an international business into this country. And anyway, we're going to get into it as soon as we get back. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Like I said, it was the New York Times. That's the ones that released, I guess somebody turned them over. They don't know who turned them over. But the way, that was trying to be projected as that, that he'd been broke. Everybody fucking knows that. He would never been broke. He's never, the rich Masonic motherfuckers are never broke. They never have been. They control the fucking, they control the currency. But what the deal here is, just listen to Newt Gingrich, and they're smiling. I mean, they're just smiling about this as he's talking about the way that these son of a bitches, a $9 billion loss is a good thing. It is, because you're writing it off. You write that off your tax. You might even get a tax return, just like, what the hell was it? The one that makes a lot, GE, when they, they went and got like a $1 billion tax return. They built the, took the stimulus money under Obama and built a factory in China. And then, they play in two sets of books. And then they wrote off, the losses on fucking doing that. And then they got a $1 billion tax return in the United fucking States. Plus, they got the money to build the plant in goddamn China. This is one of where, they always come up and they say, the rich, they're the rich, but they pay all the taxes. They don't pay shit. And they're wanting, and they are wanting everything now. Cause, we got a couple more articles to follow this, but we're going to go ahead and hit this. I put it on so I can pause it as it's going along if we hear something we want to talk about.
Last couple of minutes, President Trump firing back as the New York Times claims in their lead story that they have a decade's worth of his tax documents from 25 and 35 years ago showing massive losses. He tweeted, real estate developers in the 1980s and 1990s, more than 30 years ago, were entitled to massive write-offs and depreciation, which would, if one was actively building, show losses and tax losses in all.
See, losses and tax losses as they're building. And building in other countries. This is building around the world. That's what these, that's why we had to become a part of the international economy so they could run books all over the fucking world and actually make trillions of dollars and get a goddamn tax return from the United States, from the people fucking out there, you know, sweating and creating product.
In almost all cases, much was non-monetary, sometimes considered a tax shelter.
He continues, you would get it by building or even buying. You always wanted to show losses for tax purposes.
You always wanted to show losses for tax purposes. I mean, this is describing, I mean, if you and I did shit like this, I mean, goddamn, you owe them $700 fucking, they'll come and garnish your fucking wages, won't they? But the Congress and but most of the people in goddamn Congress, they don't pay no fucking taxes either. But here, let's go on with it. Let's see what old Newt, that dirty, rotten son of a bitch that got caught embezzling and he got censured. That's what happened to him, embezzling the money from the United States, the people of the United States. He got fucking censored. And he's got, I want you guys can't see the video, but I mean, it's on the side. You can see the smile and just how, yeah, this is how all those rich fucking people do. They don't pay no fucking taxes.
This is almost all real estate developers did and often renegotiate with banks. It was sport. Additionally, the very old information put out is a highly inaccurate fake news hit job.
All right, joining us now is Newt Gingrich, who I don't think has bought.
Now, remember, they're saying this is a false news hit job, but listen to Gingrich explain it all to you, how they all do it, and how all of these people that are talking about, like Nancy Pelosi, and they wouldn't want them looking at their tax record because they did the same thieving thing. And you got to remember, when Trump, one of the first things Trump talked about is that he knew about all the fucking bribing going on in Washington, D.C., because he was one of the bribers. How come he hasn't been charged and fucking convicted for that fucking crime that he confessed to on fucking nationwide TV? Oh, because there is no law for them. It's a corporation. It's all just corporate sport.
Has bought buildings, casinos, or golf courses yet, but I actually thought this was flat out fascinating over the last 10 years. At a time in which sometimes the market crashed, he bought stuff. When things weren't making money yet, he bought out his partners. And a lot of this stuff turned around. But along the way, Newt, you're a big businessman too, in your own right. You take write-offs to incentivize more risks. Right. So I found this whole thing fascinating. Did the New York Times, in illustrating this, actually hurt their own cause?
Well, I mean, first of all, just assume that the New York Times is the mortal enemy of President Trump. It'd be fun, for example, to challenge the owner of the New York Times to release all of his tax returns and find out how.
What they're saying is that they're all, every fucking, and this is the truth, every fucking one of them is a criminal. And they all know it. This is why Hillary Clinton did not go to prison or be put up against the wall like she should have for the espionage and the fucking treason she committed. They can't do it because they're all fucking guilty. It is a gang of fucking criminals. And while they sit there and, like I said, they'll come after and garnish a guy's wages over $700 fucking a working man. Hey, these people here, it's a sport to them. They're just playing. This is your ruling elite talking to you.
Find out how many loopholes and shelters the New York Times and the family have taken over the last 30 or 40 or 50 years. It would be fascinating to have Nancy Pelosi release her family tax returns and find out how many different things they've done, because they're pretty rich. And what you'd find is, look, Donald Trump knew he was going to be audited. He was a very serious businessman. He had very good lawyers, very good accountants. But this is actually an argument for the Trump tax cuts. When you lower taxes, yep, there is less reason to have shelters.
Did you hear that? This is a good reason to give them $1.3 trillion so they don't have to steal it straight up.
And when you lower taxes, there's less reason to create losses for tax purposes. So
fraud! Create a fraud.
So in a very real way, the Trump tax cuts are vindicated mm-hmm. by the New York Times story.
Can you believe that the way that that was, I mean, you talk about twisting something around 180 degrees. It's really a good thing that they, all these loopholes, and we talked about what loopholes really are, people. It's subject matter put in place so that there, if there is a question about the fucking fraud they're committing, well, one of their goddamn Star Chamber Court fucking appoint corporate appointed fucking judges gets to decide, and oh, they can't never find nothing wrong with what these people do, and they always get their brown envelopes, and they always retire filthy fucking rich using their own tax loopholes.
But every American should ask themselves, how sick do you get when the New York Times and the Washington Post go out of their way day after day after day to
I mean, this is a way to attack what is a blatant fraud that has been revealed to you. The son of a bitch should be in jail for fucking tax evasion. If there was ever such a, because he did own corporations, and it is a part of the corporation, but within the corporation, they can commit no crimes. They've all given themselves immunity. The only people that can be fucking incarcerated are the people that they can't incarcerate, because they do not have the authority of arrest over an individual free national. Only the people have ever had the right for fucking arrest over one another, or prosecution. But it's like I said, just like this fucking bullshit here, it's 180 degrees backwards.
To find an excuse to attack the president.
Well, this was the headline in the New York Times. Decade in the red, Trump tax figures show over $1 billion in business losses. How much does this really matter, though? I mean, maybe it would have mattered in 2016, but now look at the economy.
$1 billion stolen. You know when that fuck, when he writes that $1 billion off of his fraudulent fucking tax records, you know who you knew who makes that up, right? That'd be you.
Economy. Is this more of just interesting information, or will it really sway the way people
sure.
vote?
Look, we live in the age of the Kardashians in the New York.
Yeah, brother.
I guess those racketeering laws that were passed back in the early 1900s were only for us, right?
Exactly, exactly. You see, again, that's legislated thing that could never be exercised on an American. It was for the fucking government. But who has to prosecute the government? The government. And they ain't going to prosecute each other. What they do is they grant themselves immunity from their own fucking legislation that cannot apply to an American national. Because we are free individual sovereigns and outside of their jurisdiction. In fact, we retain a superior jurisdiction over them. We can prosecute them. They can't prosecute us. But hey, like you said, 180 degrees backwards.
Newt Gingrich is a caviar-eating China bull. You know, he has the best China in his house. He eats caviar every day. He's a 150 pounds overweight slob. He's never worked a day in his life. Look who's talking to us. He's a piece of shit.
And got busted embezzling as Speaker of the House. Embezzling. And what happened to him for this embezzlement that would have put anybody else, that would have put one of us goyim in prison for 20 years? He got a censure letter. He never even lost his fucking job.
And the New York Times has managed to descend to that level. The fact is, let's be clear. Donald Trump is rich, and this is not a shock. He announced for president at Trump Tower, coming down this giant escalator into this marble room
that he built.
And it's kind of obvious he's rich. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he was clever about what he was able to do with the tax code.
Clever about what he was able to do with the tax code. So you see, ruling elite, they write the fucking tax code. And we can't be taxed. That is confiscation of our property without due process of the fucking law. We could never be taxed as individuals. But here again, it is 180 degrees upside down because your republic was removed and replaced with a fraudulent corporation.
Tax code. And in fact, the other taxpayers helped make him rich because he did legally what he was allowed to do. And
other taxpayers helped make him rich. Because he did legally what he was legally allowed to do. And who wrote those fucking tax codes? The fucking corporate elite. The corporate aristocracy. To make sure, I mean, they keep playing these fucking games like, oh, they make all the money so they pay all the taxes. Bull fucking shit.
He's lied about all the goddamn numbers. When you lie and get away with it, you can do anything you want. He's a fucking liar, man. I mean, the guy's lied about how much he's made. His father lied all the way through his business. His father was the worst of them all.
When there is no deterrent, fucking criminals will fucking commit crime at an nauseam. And that's what they are, a pack of fucking criminals.
And I repeat what I said a minute ago. I would love to see the Sulzberger family release all of their records, show us all the...
See, they're all fucking criminals. Well, that's what he's saying. I'd like to see the rest of the criminals release theirs, because you'll see that everybody's a fucking criminal. Everybody, all the rich people aren't paying taxes. Just you poor fucking dumbass fucking goyim.
All the different tax advantages that their companies have taken over the years. How did they do, for example, when they sold the Boston Globe? I think that this kind of one-sided, dishonest attack is part of what is sickening American politics and making it harder to get decent people to run.
Did you hear that? I'm dumbstruck. I mean, what do they have to do to prove to the fucking people what they are?
Newt, I think you touched on the main point, and that is it was legal. Everything, you know, there is no suggestion.
Yeah, it was legal, but was it lawful? The goddamn apparatus that created sure as hell wasn't lawful, was it? The apparatus that removed the Republic and replaced it with a United States corporation in violation of the Ninth Article. Law! Ratified fucking law. Is anything that came after that lawful? It is not. It's legal ease. It's bullshit.
Donald Trump is $1.7 billion in the hole. How can that possibly... be legal. It's crazy, man.
It's not legal. It is legal. It just ain't lawful, Mark. And there is a difference. There is a fucking difference. Oh, God. Here we go.
Suggestion in the New York Times story that he broke any laws. The big headline is that this guy who has presented himself as a world-class businessman lost $1 billion.
He didn't lose $1 billion. He had $1 billion in losses inside a bunch of companies who are making a heck of a lot more than $1 billion.
Did you just hear that? He didn't lose it, but he got to write it off like he did lose it. This is what I'm talking about. They do not pay shit. Everything, I mean, if people just can't imagine the wealth of this country. And that's why they can't imagine the degree of the fucking theft. Just how enormous the fucking theft is. This is just one son of a bitch. And he, like old Nudie pointed out, they all are doing it. The corporate elite, are you kidding me? The aristocracy, they don't pay no fucking taxes.
I mean, if he had lost $1 billion, he'd have been out of business. He was not out of business. I tell everybody, if you read The Art of the Deal and The Art of the Comeback, Trump's very honest in...
The Art of the Fucking Fraud is what it should be called.
Yes, honest exactly. In the Art of the Comeback.
He's,
he says,
he's lied
I
about
was
how much
deeply
he's in debt. It's a lot more than $1 billion.
Oh, I know. He fuckers went bankrupt like 9 times. And why? I mean, it's like I used to watch it around here with the local Masons. They would fucking buy a bunch of new equipment, go bankrupt, and they'd end up fucking, the people would, you know, end up on the taxpayer, the dumbass that's working a job. That's fucking, you know, working for that hourly wage for the aristocracy. That's who ended up paying for his fucking brand new equipment. He got to keep it all. I've watched it over and over again all my life.
Deeply in debt. The economy went.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I try to tell these stupid people, you know, why would you vote for somebody who lost a business and lost billions of dollars, and you think they're going to be able to so-called run a country if you can't even run a business?
Well,
I mean,
people
just don't think.
Well, you look at the way they put forth Mnuchin, you know, a CEO for a Goldman Sachs, a fucker. He should be in prison. He should be in the deepest, darkest fucking hole that anybody could find for the fraud, the blatant, in-your-face fraud that was committed in 2008. But no, what Trump was telling us, I mean, I listened to what the son of a bitch said, was, yeah, I got the best thieves in the business, and they're going to be thieving for America to make America great again. That's what the son of a bitch said. Only and the people just, oh, good, yeah, that's what we need, some real good crooks working for us, so we can be rich like those crooks over there. That's what he said.
economy went bad. The first Iraq war was expensive. Mm-hmm. Atlantic City ceased to be a cash cow. He had all sorts of things going. He's very open about it in these books. And for the New York Times to suddenly find with great shock, it's like the scene in Casablanca where they talk about, I'm shocked that gambling is going on here, but I need to pick up my winnings.
I'm shocked at the fucking whole United, well, what's supposed to be the United States government, but this United States corporation is 110% fucking fraud. I'm shocked. That's what he's saying. You're shocked? If anybody's shocked, would anybody be shocked? He's right about that. If you're shocked about that, you've been living under a fucking rock.
Trump used to own the Trump Casino, the Taj Mahal Casino, Atlantic City. How much money did you skim off the top, you piece of shit? How many briefcases walked out of the count room every night?
Exactly,
you know,
man.
He's a piece of shit.
It's pure mafia, people. International corporate fucking mafia. That's who's running your country. Controlled by the Zionist Israelis. And they are a corporate aristocracy. And they'll let you know. They let you know like with shit like this. I mean, this right here, man, fucking, he was audited. He's even been audited. Wonder how he got past all those audits when he was still in fucking billions of fucking dollars. Because when he goes, a write-off of a loss of $9 billion or whatever in the hell it was, that money has to be made up somewhere in the taxes, in the tax system, in their illegal system, because they have no fucking authority to tax the people. But come around, I'll tell you who paid the $9 billion. You did.
The New York Times, I'll bet you, has used every single shelter that they reported on, and I challenge them to release the New York Times taxes and the Sulzberger family taxes, and they'll never do it.
And, Newt, I'll tell you what, if I'm China and I'm coming here with a delegation to do a deal with the president, and I read this, when things got tight, he bought out his partners. He doubled down and bought more things. He is a fearless negotiator who came out on top. He was playing the long game.
He is a fucking international criminal and one of the highest fucking Masons to ever exist. That's how come he can. I mean, I've said it before. You know, if you went bankrupt on a $1 billion, and next year you're still fucking rich and flying around in a plane, does that happen in the real fucking world, or only in the world of the corporate aristocracy, the international aristocracy? I mean, Jesus, I've never went bankrupt. I guarantee you, shit, a credit score I wouldn't even know what one is.
Long game. And if China's coming to town and wants to read this and feel as though they can beat this guy, good luck. Dig in.
Okay. Newt, thank you.
If I get a chance to talk to the Chinese delegation, read the two books by Trump. You'll learn better about how tough a negotiator he is.
Well, your new book is called Collusion.
It's a novel. Is it based on a true story?
It's a novel. Well, it's based on the Russians trying to destroy the U.S. Senate with poison, and it's a reminder that the Russians, in fact, are very dangerous and very tough, and they do try to find people to collude with, including former FBI agent.
See, just brush it off, people. Just brush it off. A dirty, scumbag, thieving, fucking con. I mean, nothing worse than a goddamn thief. I mean, you got a pedophiles, and you got your fucking rapists, and murderers and such, but I mean, it's a goddamn thief to me is pretty high up on the fucking list of fucking shit that a person can fucking be. And this, I mean, they brag about it, just like he's talking about all those other fucking huge corporations, like these hedge funds, multi-billion-dollar fucking money-making machines that don't fucking pay $1 in taxes. While the guy working down at the fucking gas station trying to fucking raise a family, while his wife's working at the fucking restaurant. And they pay taxes. Now you better pay your fucking taxes. They'll come. I mean, I've listened to commercials on the stupid box. The IRS, they'll come. They'll take your house. Well, your house, you fucking goyim, you fucking subject. Not theirs. Anyway, enough of that sick son of a bitch. Let's go on with some more of his fucking, what he's up to here. 12 million Americans out of workforce as DHS approves 30,000 more foreign workers. And I heard a thing, they had it on the other day. There are 7 million jobs unfilled. They can't find nobody to fill 7 million jobs, people. These lying, dirty, rotten son of a bitches. There are people across this fucking country with fucking degrees living in goddamn tent cities. They know what you can't find, I mean, to fill these jobs is a fucking slave. This is our fucking country. It doesn't belong to you, you son of a bitches. And we're not going to fucking dig. We're not Africans. We're not going to dig out our diamonds for you for a bowl of fucking food. We're going to fucking wipe your asses out, and we're going to take everything you've stolen from us back. Anyway, this 30,000 foreign workers, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Nearly 12 million Americans remain bullshit. 12 million. Bullshit. Lying number. What they put, only thing they count are those that are drawing unemployment that can still draw unemployment. So 12, I'll believe that 12 million this year have been put out of work by fucking these illegal aliens being brought in and taking their fucking jobs and them having to draw their unemployment so that they can get this fucking number 12. It's 90 fucking million or 100 million American nationals out of fucking work. And there's 7 million jobs. We need more visas. We need to pump more of them in here. This is the son of a bitch that was going to get rid of them the day one. He was the son of a bitch that was going to go after the visa programs because they were fucking hurting American wages. And it was hurting blue collar back then. Remember, we talked about it. We told you fucking white collar son of a bitches. You're next. You high tech people.
You got to remember now that the J.P. Morgan's making a killing on these goddamn food stamps.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you get unemployment. That's all. You know what I'm saying, Henry? That just makes a whole other corporation, going getting richer. The food stamp thing is huge.
And it's huge. And what people don't understand, they show this all this money going to this welfare program. What they do not tell you. As Lockheed Martin, they got busted doing it, and they couldn't do it anymore. But the people that are fucking administering the programs. Lockheed Martin was one. I read the fucking case where they got busted. But they are taking 95 cents of every dollar for administration fees. That means 5 cents of every dollar. That looks like a whole bunch of money. Only 5 cents of every dollar is actually going to where it's supposed to go to buy some fucking food. It's like the insurance industry. You know, they talk about medical insurance. And they'll tell you about the record $1 billion profits that the insurance companies are made. They don't provide a fucking band-aid. They don't even provide a fucking gauze. Anything. They don't provide no medical fucking care whatsoever. And they're making billions of dollars for what? Contracts. Administering the programs. Dealing out the money. And I'll tell you with the one on Lockheed Martin, the case that I read. Them son of a bitches, you know how this works? That's why they put that grant system in place. Because under that grant system, they get the grants, for this. And like I said, they're going to take 95%, 95 cents of every dollar right off the top. But anything that they can, above that, that they can, like if they can deny something, an American national needs help, you forget it. If you're a fucking spick, man, they're trying to get them in here. That's where it's all going to go. That's where all the fucking welfare shit's going. But if you're a fucking American national, whatever they can hold on to and keep from giving, keep from distributing, from include on top of the 95% cents of every dollar they've ever stolen, they get to keep. I read the fucking court case. It was a Supreme Court case. Anyways, people, we're past the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Mama, take this badge from me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Oh. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's Mama, put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. The cold black cloud is coming around. And I see love knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1237 Pacific Time. That was Rain with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is how we feel coming about, well, Wednesday around here. But we're right here, 12 million. They start out with this, nearly 12 million Americans remain out of the United States labor force. Now, it was less than a year ago, it was written as fact. This came out of the mainstream. There was 90 million people that were considered out of the workforce. That's American nationals, okay? Now, even at their best claim in the last 2 years, they were claiming they created, 7, 8 million jobs? Did they create 80 some million jobs in the last 2 years? See, it did their number. They think they can just throw any fucking number out there, and we got the memory of a head of cabbage. And we just don't know no goddamn better. No, there's still fucking goddamn 90 to 100 million fucking Americans out of work. And remember that number as we go on. Americans remain out of the United States labor force as the Department of Homeland Security approved 30,000 more foreign workers. And we had an article, I think it was last year or the year before, and they were talking about the jobs added. And they said it was a figure like 3 million jobs. And they said how many were Americans that were hired? Zero. Zero.
I just posted an article you wrote back in 2012, Henry, that about Paul Ryan and food stamps. I sure hope, I know Laura's going to put it up. Everybody, you got to read this article. It's awesome. And it tells everything. Henry wrote it back in 2012. It's an awesome article. You got to read it.
Thanks, Mark. And I don't recall the article, but I've known this shit. This shit is just so blatant and in your face. As they fucking, you know, are getting ready to gear up for fucking war because they know this shit ain't going to sell. There's 100 million people out there that know you're a bald-faced fucking liar. No matter what, that's a third of the fucking population. That's still sitting, I mean, they know it because they're living it. Homeland Security, 30,000 more foreign businesses can bring to the country to take blue-collar jobs. Remember when it first started? When these poor people come into our country for a better life, they want to do them jobs in Americans. And they said it today. These are jobs Americans don't want to do. You know, blue-collar jobs. That fucking our people did for, I mean, we shouldn't be working for no fucking buddy to start with. We're filthy fucking rich. We've had our goddamn estate stolen from us by these fucking corporate pricks. These fraudulent corporate pricks. These fucking treasonous sons of bitches. As Breitbart News reported, Acting DH Secretary Kevin McClellan said this week that he would approve an additional 30,000 H-2B foreign visa workers to be brought to the United States by businesses to take blue-collar non-agriculture jobs. They just wanted to pick the lettuce because we weren't worked in on the farmlands. We never did. That's how our country existed for all 200 fucking and 20 fucking years. Because nobody would, I mean, the fruit just, it picked itself. That's what happened. This comes as a, but the thing here is we're talking blue collar fucking jobs. That's the lower middle class. That's where you reach to the upper middle class, isn't it? Before it was not, it was just these farm jobs that nobody fucking wanted. Now nobody wants the blue collar jobs. Wonder why? Because you could fucking, the job that fucking paid your dad $30 an hour. They now can get a fucking, it's a $15 an hour. And think what $30 was worth, 40, 50 years ago. $30 an hour. And now it's $15 an hour, which is worth about what $3 an hour was worth back that long. I mean, it's just all a fucking numbers game. They're playing and they think we're too stupid to do fucking math.
They're stuck. You out at $9 an hour around here.
Exactly. $9 an hour. Like I've said this many times. When Laura and I first started out, the minimum wage was $3.05 an hour. $3.05 an hour, and you could buy 5 gallons of gas with that. I mean, with that much money. Now it takes $15. Well, it's gas. I don't know. It was $3.35 the last time I looked here. As we export our fucking crude, because we're going to compete with our own, for our own resources manufactured outside this country, we're going to compete on an international scale for what belongs to us. The thieving sons of bitches, as Breitbart reported at, okay, we did that. Every year, U.S. companies are allowed to import 66,000 low-skilled jobs. Under what authority? Not under the people's authority. We never gave you no permission to fucking give anything that belongs to us away. It's a corporation that's fucking illegal. Unlawful. This fucking active treason since 1869. Actually, before that, when fucking Lincoln declared fucking martial law and ended habeas corpus, that's when it began. Without authority, in violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. Law. That was a crime. It's been a crime ever since. They're a bunch of fucking criminals. And they know everybody's figuring it out. That's why you got the warships going on, because he's gonna accommodate his master, fucking King Netanyahu. We're gonna go kill the fucking Persian people. For their fucking reason, they're gonna be brought to fucking subjugation underneath King Netanyahu, just like we are. And it'll be the blood of our children that does it. Foreign workers to take blue-collar non-agriculture jobs for some time, the H-2B visa program has been used by businesses to bring in cheaper foreign workers and has contributed to blue-collar Americans having their wages undercut. So you're now down to it. The real good jobs that pay $15 when your dad was making $30 that was worth probably about fucking $50 an hour now. That money back then, before it was fucking, you know, the inflation ate it up. What they call it, this is a goddamn con game. Nothing more. It's never been nothing more. And it's all based on fucking debt. So I'm going to jump to the next one. We got the idea here. Trump plans to redefine poverty, cutting Americans from welfare. This is from Zero Hedge. Because you will not go out there. The people are saying, fuck you. I'm not going to go do the job that my dad got fucking $30 an hour for, which is actually worth about fucking, this time, the money you're putting out is worth about $60 an hour, and I'm not going to go do it for $15 an hour. This is my goddamn country. Get the fuck out of here. It's like, you know, access to the currency. It's like old Baron Rothschild said, I care not who makes the laws so long as I control the currency. This is enslavement through fucking numbers. The Trump administration is looking into altering how to determine the national policy, just like they changed to get the low unemployment numbers. You know, when they change, well, we just change how we calculate it. And if you change how you, I mean, God damn it, people, do they think that we can't even think? You just change how you change how you, what are you using, what do they call that, math, common core math? Is that what you're doing? Is that how can you change a fucking calculation? You know, do you know what I'm saying, people? It defies logic. It shows that it's all fraud. Determines the national poverty level, which may put some Americans at risk of losing access to welfare programs, according to Bloomberg. The move might occur from changing how inflation is calculated in the official poverty measure. You're going to use a different kind of way to calculate a number to get a different number, then you're not calculating the same fucking thing, are you? You can't. Logic dictates you can't. According to a regulatory office and management and budget, the formula has been used for decades to try and determine where the poverty line is and what people qualify for social programs and federal benefits. The measure is calculated at three times the cost of a minimum food diet and adjusted every year as prices rise. So this is fucking just slaves fodder. I mean, I don't know if you ever watched the movie, oh goddamn, what was it called with the, Captain Bly, the Mutiny on the Bounty, when they were going to get the breadfruit. Slave fodder is what we're going to put the fucking line at slave fodder. And then you're going to work for, we're going to insist that you work if you want this fucking slave fodder from the fucking government. And who are you going to work for? Who is the government? Well, that's industry, isn't it? That's the goddamn corporation. So you're going to work for Trump's buddies. For fucking, you see, they're pumping all this fucking slave labor in here. We will, and the American people, I ain't going to work for a fucking slave wage. This is my country. You're pumping these son of a bitches in here to drive it down to a slave wage. Well, I'm not going to work for it. I will not do it. Well, you'll do it or you'll starve. And I told you guys in the beginning, this is what the whole fucking deal was about. They're turning this country over to fucking foreigners. Foreigners, you won't own anything. You don't have a fucking Bill of Rights. If you want to eat, you will work for what we fucking tell you to. As a corporate aristocracy, I say we kill every fucking one of them and take all of our fucking wealth back and make slaves of them for fucking a few gen and their children. And let them know your children are going to be fucking slaves just like you tried to make us, you sons of bitches. The measure is calculated at three times the cost of minimum food diet and adjusted every year as prices rise. Bullshit lie. It was first set in the 1960s, and in 2018, a family of four making no more than $25,900. That was a huge wage when I was a kid. You think about that. That was middle class. Now this is the poverty. That's the devaluation of the money they don't put into the equation. It's like paying into Social Security. But the dollars that my dad paid in when he first went to work, they were worth fucking goddamn, what, $50 to the dollar today with this inflated fucking debt dollar fucking system? Was considered under the poverty line. The figure determines eligibility for federal, state, and nonprofit programs like Medicaid and food stamps. By changing this measure, and that's what they're doing, they're changing the measure. We're going to do it with, you can do a different math. You can use a different math to come up with a different calculation. You are not changing the fucking facts. You're just fucking changing what you're saying. Because numbers don't, you can't change numbers that exist. 2 + 2 = 4, not 3. But in this case, it equals 3 because we're going to figure in, well, we're going to figure in our cut. Measure the poverty level could wind up raising at a slower rate. One proposal has been a shift to chained CPI, which regularly shows a slower pace of price gains. Last time I went to the fucking store, I'm telling you people, I only have a set amount of money that I can fucking spend on food. And I buy the same thing every fucking time I go. And if everything hadn't gone up fucking 20, 30 fucking percent, I'll eat my hat. And then you got this fucking thing with thing with China that they're doing. They lost some billions of dollars and they knew that was coming up, okay? That was a planned deal. In the big monopoly game that they're playing, and we're just fucking nobody, nothings. We're just dirt beneath their fucking feet. But they knew that those billions were going to be lost by these quadrillionaires. So what did they do? Oh, we're all of a sudden, Venezuela's business is ours, and hey, man, we've got to stop Iran. We'll embargo them. Hey, the price just went up at the pump, $3.35, and you're going to give them all that fucking money that they lost in this fucking new deal they're working is going to be handed right back to them from you at the gas pump, period. Because it is the petrodollar. Never forget that. Slower pace of price gains than the already rigged traditional measures. It shows slower inflation growth because it assumes consumers will substitute less expensive items when prices rise. Well, I mean, it would be down to dog food. Hey, you could get dog food cheaper, so I guess the fucker is no inflation, right? The Office of Management and Budget said because of this. This changes to the poverty level threshold, including how they are updated for inflation over time, may affect eligibility for programs that use the poverty guidelines. The change is being reported as an effort by the Trump administration to make it more difficult to access welfare programs because the people are saying, fuck you. As long as I got food to eat, I'm not going to hit a fucking lick for you, you son of a bitch. I will not fucking work for fucking a slave wage. I will not do it.
CPI cost per item, so mm-hmm. The billionaires can't buy their fucking yacht unless they adjust that CPI.
There you go. Last year, the president signed an executive order calling for federal agencies to strictly enforce current work requirements. And who are you going to be working for this fucking fodder, for this slave fodder, for this breadfruit? Who are you going to be working for? His fucking buddies. The ones, the dirty son of a bitches that put him in. The ones that played you. The ones that fucking, like we talked about it yesterday. We don't want Trump. He can't be president. He just can't. Both sides agree. Oh, no, he can't be president. They don't want him. He's got to be good for us. So we're going to go and register vote. We're going to get him. We'll get them. You dumb motherfuckers. Like these son of a bitches would ever be against each other. They're all of the same cabal. For welfare recipients and propose new stricter requirements that could reduce eligibility. That means you're going to go out. You know, you are going to go out there and you're going to work for what that fucking peasant fucking piece of shit third world fucking Honduran works for. That's what you're going to work for, American National. Because we tell you to. Because we are the corporation. We're the United States Corporation and you're our property and you're going to figure it out. You're going to figure out you're our slave. If you don't, we don't have to use the whip on you. If you don't want to watch your children starve, you'll go out there right side by side with that Mexican and you'll be picking that fucking lettuce just like they are and picking, and then there'll be no discrepancy about jobs that people don't want to do. You'll be fucking working just to eat And you're about at that point anyway. Even the blue-collar workers that I know, I mean, they live fucking from paycheck to paycheck. You can't save a goddamn dime because of the goddamn racketeering going on in the housing market. A goddamn apartment and fucking costs $1,000 a month. When they want your wage, even at a $15 an hour wage, you're just paying to fucking keep a roof over your head and food in your belly and work and sleep and work and sleep and work and sleep. That's it. And they think they're going to pull us down even further, people. And this is the son of a bitch that, see, that's how he sold it. He was going to get rid of all these illegals out of this country. They were going to have to pay us fucking more for our fucking labor. Yeah. They were going to have to treat us better. Go ahead, sorry.
$800 a week ain't shit. Really, I mean, everybody thinks $800 a week's a lot of money. It ain't shit. It's nothing, man. You gotta eat. You gotta drive your car. You gotta sleep. You need a roof. You gotta pay your bills. $800 is nothing.
Nothing.
Henry,
go ahead.
The Mexican and the whatever the other group is, Hondurans, they're gonna get paid a higher wage than the American national.
Oh yes, they are. Because the whole thing is to push. See, they know we own this goddamn country. They know that this is a criminal act that's been going on for shit over 100 years. A criminal act that has been going on for over 100 years. They have been stealing from us for 100 fucking years, people. And these Masonic lodges across the country have been their outposts across this goddamn country. That's where they've been running the operation out of at the lower levels. And they have been stealing from us for 100 fucking years. But that ain't what they want. They want you to fucking grovel at a Chinaman's feet because it's you got the goddamn foreigners coming in here buying up the goddamn businesses. Just like in West Virginia. Oh, God, thank God the Chinaman's coming in. American can't start a business, you see. You see, we were guaranteed a free enterprise system with fucking debt-free currency minted from silver and gold. Just so this could not happen to us. Just so these fucking robber barons couldn't come in and take over our country and enslave us. And that was one of the first things that was fucking removed. The Congress surrendered that goddamn authority to allocate the fucking monies. And then they let the international banks come in here. And the goddamn contract says you will mint only silver and gold, and it will be debt-free money. Well, it ain't. Well, I guess that's that's fraud. That's fucking treason, isn't it?
That 800 a week, Henry, is after taxes. I mean, I'm talking 800 means 1200, really.
Yeah.
Sure, if you're making 1200 a week, you're taking home eight. Eight ain't shit.
It ain't enough. It ain't enough to live on.
Yeah. Nope, sure isn't.
Unless you're sleeping in your car, like a lot of people across this fucking country, they're working 40-hour fucking weeks, and like you said, making $1,200 a week, $200 out of it for taxes and fucking Social Security, $800 a week, and they're living in their fucking cars because they can't afford a fucking place to live because of the criminal cabals across this country who have taken over the housing. Like I said, our people did not reproduce their numbers. For us to be paying that much for fucking housing, are you fucking kidding me? It's because they're pumping thousands. Well, you know they are. I mean, they write this shit as they're showing us the fucking hordes coming across the fucking border. Oh, there's just nothing they can do about it. Really? And if you went down there, if a million of us just said, fuck, I'll meet you in the middle of the United States and we're going to spread out and we're going to go down, we're push these fucking water, whoever's coming is getting shot. I'll tell you whose guns would be pointed at you. Your servants' guns would be pointed at you. They will guard this invasion. They are perpetrating this invasion. And it is to bring you into total subjugation under slavery. Plain and simple. And they're doing it right in your fucking face. And just like Newt Gingrich, they're laughing about it. How long are we going to wait? Well, you know, I talked about fighting in your fucking yard. You might not even have a yard to fight them in. You might be out on the goddamn streets, because that's what they intend. They intend to bring you down to the third world level. American nationals that own this fucking country, that they have stolen this fucking country from, because there's no way that a fucking corporation, I mean, the making of the corporation was an act of treason. High fucking treason that's been going on for over 100 fucking years, people. Over 100 years.
TV anymore, man. If you gotta sit there and watch Newt Gingrich on TV, you might as well just check yourself into the fucking nearest hospital and start put the oxygen mask on, because you're not going to be able to handle it. It's just all this bullshit on TV. It'll put you in your grave, man.
Well, they're sitting there bragging about it now. And, you know, they did it sneaky in the beginning because the people were, you know, they knew what they had. They know, goddamn, this is a rich country. If I go and work, I ain't going to just go to work for nothing. You're going to pay me. I'm an American. I own this goddamn country. That's what they're doing. Then they kept easing it in to the point now that they're fucking doing it. They're standing up and laughing in our face. You're our slave. You work to pay us taxes. You work so we don't have to. You work so we can live lavishly. You work so we can have yachts with fucking golden fucking faucets and golden toilet seats. That's what you work for. You work for the fucking corporate aristocracy. Period. At any rate, that's about all the outrage I can take for a day. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, guys, I mean, just spit the outrage at them. I mean, every time somebody tries to talk this shit to you about 7 million jobs, but they admit it. I mean, it was written in the mainstream. There were 100 million people out of work. How did that get to 12 million? Did they create 80 million jobs? They're not even claiming that. What are they claiming, like 7-8 million jobs that they've created in the last 2 years? And that's a fucking lie. And every one of those jobs that were created went to a fucking foreigner. I mean, this is them. This is from their own writings. Like I said, this is what will hang them. And like it's just how far are the American people going to be pushed? How much of this fucking shit are you going to take? And that is the word from the trenches.